Hey, welcome, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Labora Lee, aka Cat Lee. And
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
okay, just wanted to make sure that I was popping off. Today is the tap in. Today is where we sit down and we get in our little tap in bag. Hold on, put that on screen. We get in our little tap in bag and we have a discussion about what may or may not be coming out of the bag, or what is coming out of the bag, obviously. But it could be movies, it could be music. It's a little toss up, so bear with us as we go through this situation. And then later on, we will be having final exam. And that is where you have the opportunity to try to knock me off my pedestal, because you're not knocking me off my throne. But it's hip hop trivia. It's very intriguing. Right now I am the reigning champ. I'm the reigning supreme champ. So try to beat me. That's all I can say about that. Now, I gotta do this really, really quickly because I haven't done it, and though I didn't do it yesterday, so I'm gonna do it now, and I'll be all right. Hold on. I'll be right back. I will be right back. Hi, my ambitious ones. I'm so excited to talk to you about Transcending Sound and their amazing aromatherapy product line. It's like you get a lot for your buck with them. With each candle or wax melt scent, it comes with a playlist. That's crazy, right? Each playlist is based in hip hop, R&B, and or jazz. One of my favorites is called Fly Love Song. I burn it on a regular. It's a grown and mature scent with a 4 hour and some change playlist to go along with it. Now the smell, you get touches of jasmine, amber, sandalwood, and musk. Oh my goodness, it smells so good. I highly recommend. So if you're big on aromatherapy like I am, and you love hip hop, R&B, and jazz, this is where you need to be. So make sure you use our discount code AMBITIOUSLY15 to receive 15% off of your purchase at checkout. It's a vibe. Catch that vibe. Little aromatherapy and some good music to go along with it. You can't lose. AU Big Power. Big Power. So listen, a few things I need to get off out the way also, because I've been slacking. I'm slacking, but it's okay. Got it together today. First things first, you need to join the conversation. I think it's very vital for you to join the conversation. You should. You can call in, you can text. The number's 443-850-4828, 443-850-4828. You can drop a comment. Love those the pieces. Well, as long as they're constructive comments. I don't like any crazy type of shit, but I'm gonna read it, and then, well, I'm gonna put it on the screen, and then I'm just gonna do what it is that I do, and then we'll go from there. Let me just get a little hotter here. Ooh, Boo just walked in the room, stepped in the room. But you can also ask me to drop the link, and I will, as long as you, my friend, are on your best behavior. Otherwise, you're not coming up in here. And that's a big mite if I drop the link. I gotta see what you're working on. I don't know. I gotta see. If you'd like to contact us for any reason at all, hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Again, the email address is contact@ambitiouslyent.com. It's all good, Doc. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription that we can get. And so we'd appreciate it if you give us your love. If you heard that, that was my little heater that I have in the studio that just went off. Check out our website also, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Gotcha. So I'm going to bring my boo in a minute. Hold on. He says, sorry, he late. He ain't that late, Doc. You know? Okay. Awesome. Oh, thank you. Good. The audio and visual is good. That's a good thing. Yes, it is the tap in. So we're about to get into it. I'm about to bring Doc in here so we could do the daggone thing. And then he could give me this final exam that scares the bejeezies out of me at the end of the day. Because I never know if I'm going to win or I'm going to lose. I really don't know. But we're going to get into that too. So without further ado, hey, Doc Boo.
Hey, what's going on, Kat? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Got my little coconut water popping, you know.
Okay. Hydration. Some
coconut water popping at night. You know, I'm on chills. It's a vibe. How are you today?
I'm doing well. The only weird thing is, and I don't know what's going on, I don't get the notifications. That's why, because normally I can tell when you first start the stream, I get notifications. Mm-hmm. I haven't been getting them lately. And I said that last time too.
Yeah, you did say that before. I remember you saying that. I don't know. I got to go in and check up on that. It's kind of weird.
Well, I'm linked for where I get the bells and stuff, but normally I get the two bells. I get one for YouTube and I get the one from Twitch. I have not been getting them. Because that's how I'm, she about to start. Let me go set up everything and make sure everything is good. But I don't know
what's going on. You're not getting either one?
Neither one. And it's weird. It started happening like, you know, when I said last time when it started happening, it just was weird. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, that's how I know. Like, playing the intro. Let me set up everything. Be right there.
I'm going to check that out. I got a lot on my plate this Thursday. So that will be one of the things on my to-do list. Just know that I'm going to be here every night that I am scheduled to do a show at 9:30. I'm not going to miss it to save my life. Unless some life happenstance happens, then I might not be here. But you know, for the most part, I'm here. Listen, it's a lot going on right now, too. So, you know, I don't know. It's weird. That's weird. But we are getting ready to get into this bag. And then I am prepared, but not prepared for this final exam. I'm never, ever prepared.
I don't know why you're scared. You should never be scared. It's not hard. I picked a leveled one. It's not hard if you remember where you were. It shouldn't be that difficult.
All right. Okay. I did say 1992.
Yep. 1992.
I don't know. And then I thought about it after I saw that, like, damn, why I say 1992? This could go any kind of way. But
yes, it could. But I have faith in you that you got this one though.
Felt like the last one was luck. It's like, nah, that went luck. I knew what I was talking about.
We'll see. I've been trying to remix my clues, so we'll see how that goes. But hey, thank y'all for watching, Kat. Thank y'all for being patient with me being here. Thank y'all for tuning in to Kat's show, the Tap In on Tuesday. Hit that like button. I'm just trying to make sure that I get it all out the way.
Okay. All right, well, I've already pulled our first one from the bag. Okay. And this is actually a movie. It's kind of it was deep. And this one is called Requiem for a Dream.
Okay.
Yeah, so you saw that one.
Yes, a long time ago, but yes, I did see this movie before.
It was bugged out a little bit.
Yes.
A lot of it. It did follow the stories of several individuals, one individual in particular, and his habit with narcotics, mm-hmm. just to find out that his mother also had a habit with narcotics, so to speak. It was a different kind, though. It was a different kind. I'm going to get into that in a second. His girlfriend had a habit, and things that happened to her in that room, Oh, child, honey. And this was the first time that we got to see Marlon more serious. Marlon Wayans. Take on a more serious role than what he normally, because like you see him like White Chicks, and you see him in like you know, Scary Movie or whatever it's called. I don't know, I get tired of those movies. Yeah, Scary Movies. I'll get to that part and a reason why I'm weird about those movies, but plus it's just I got a thing. But that was like one of the first times you got to see him like take on a more serious role. But anyway, he also had problems with narcotics as well in this movie. It was just a bunch of narcotics addicted people in this movie. It was crazy.
That's the requirement for a dream.
It was crazy. Now, the son, Marlon, and the girlfriend, of course, they was on that you know what I mean? That stuff that be out in the streets. The mother, on the other hand, was, I hate to say the word, was she was stuck on diet pills. Mm-hmm. Which had a crazy effect on her where she started getting delusional. It was nuts. It takes place in Coney Island. I'm trying to get like give everybody like a little synopsis of
No, that's fine. Look, I've seen this movie a long time ago, and keep in mind, you're the movie buff here. I'm not the movie buff. So right. I'm like, oh, I remember this movie, but I can't recall all the intricate small details about who everybody was and everything. In my mind, mm-hmm. I keep relating it to one other movie and the other movie, because you brought up Marlon Wayans playing a certain character, and that's the same thing I have with other people playing certain characters when they go mm-hmm. from being a certain role to playing a completely different role that you thought they could ever play.
Right, right.
So,
and yeah, that was one of them roles.
Yeah, exactly. So in my mind, I keep thinking about what is the one movie in the mind? It's not Stanley Kubrick. It's in the mind of the white actor gentleman. He's bald head. He has kind of like crazy eyes to me, but it's a movie that's like that, and it makes me think of that movie. I can't remember the name of it. It's in the mind of somebody. I can't. It's like on the tip of my tongue.
John Malkovich.
There you go. For some reason, in my head, I relate those two movies together. I don't know why. I don't know if I've seen them at the same time or something.
Because that movie's a little bugged out too, a little bit.
That's probably what it is then. All right. Yeah.
So if you pay attention, because it's all over the place as well. Actually, his real name is John Malkovich, by the way.
Yeah.
He's been in quite a few roles that I've loved and seen and loved. But yeah, that was one of them times where he actually... It was all over the place. I don't know what was going on. It was all over the place.
Whatever weird reason, Wrecking for a Dream, it reminds me of that movie. And like you said, because it's bugged out.
Yeah.
But also, Wrecking for a Dream, it is a very dark version of Crash 2 in my head. That's the other movie that pops in.
Yeah. Yeah.
How all these different people have their storylines and how it's kind of crossed and connected, but you get to see and experience everybody's different.
Well, everybody's going through. That movie, yeah, I could see the comparison though, because it did, like I said, even though it focused on particularly this one person, but all of these people are in his life. And because he's so strung out, he don't realize what his mom is going through for real. And she's the doubting mother who just wants to, you know, my son. But at the same time, she's his enabler, low key. It was weird. The girlfriend. Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. We got a comment. Hey, cuz, great show. Keep up Oh, thank you. Thanks. Thank you. But yeah, she was, in essence, his enabler, because she doubted on him, but she didn't, you know what I mean, really focus on getting him like professional help. So then it just spirals out of control. His habit is out of control. The girlfriend, she has a habit plus mental issues. So her habit take her down the line of being, what's the word I could use? That's a worker. A worker. I'm trying to say
keep it clean in the beginning. You know, no, how to get down.
A worker. She becomes a worker. Is this one scene? We'll just say it involves a bunch of men, and a toy, an adult toy that was really graphic and really crazy, and it blew my freaking mind. I was just not ready for that scene. Like when it came,
this movie come out, because I'm trying to like, where was I mentally then?
Find out. It was, man. I was like, what is going on here? And listen, my mind, it goes a million places. I'm not opposed to toys, adult toys, by the way. I just want to just put that out there real quick. But in reference to that particular scene and what was going on in that particular scene, hell, my geez, Louise, I ain't never said nothing on this show to compare to how graphic that seems. Like, I say a lot of crazy stuff, but it's nothing I've ever said in my life. That, man, and like I said, it came out in 2000.
Yeah, I just looked it up, 2000. So,
right around. And then if we talk about it came out in 2000, I'm in my mind, I'm not thinking that something like this.
Look, right around that time, that's when the world, in my opinion, at least as much as I was aware of it, began to change. And watching those movies, it kind of makes it like, yeah, you can find out. It goes to that question, does art imitate life or does life imitate art?
Right.
That's the question you have to ask, because it's like, wait,
Right.
Wait, this is just a movie. Wait a minute, though. Who came up with this idea? Who made this? Like, let me think about it for a second.
Yeah, that was one of those where I gotta think about that. And then, being as though our culture, it's not our fault, because we didn't go get the narcotics. We didn't bring that into this country. It was brought in by more powerful sources than we ever know. And on top of that, light had to be introduced in order for that to be a thing, right? Our people didn't go over, well, some of them did later on after they figured out
the game.
You know what I mean? But they didn't start bringing it in, put it like that.
Yeah.
Man. But, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the other movie I was thinking of with the character development, how you said Marlon Wayans, it made me think of when Will Smith kind of stepped out of character to play in certain roles that he picked to play in and changed it from what you know that person to do and play and how they act, not getting his role no more and trying to step away and play a more serious role.
Right.
So that's why I think in my head I associate those two movies with this movie, oddly enough.
Yeah. Cause I will say on the Will Smith tip that six degrees of separation? Or it's a number.
I don't know what pounds. I thought it was 6 pounds or something like that. 6 pounds.
That's another movie. This is Will Smith in his earlier acting days. What is the name? I think it's 6 degrees of separation, where he plays a closeted homosexual. If you want to say that.
No, that's like Philadelphia? Philadelphia.
No, and that one this actual movie, I'm gonna give the name. I'm gonna give you the exact name of it. this movie he did, and it was way early. I think it's 6 degrees of separation. And this is like when he first, let's say, coming off of the early years of Fresh Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of his, you know, he was trying to transition into other types of
roles. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This was in 1993 when this movie came out with Will Smith. And it is exactly what I said it was, 6 degrees of separation.
Oh, okay.
And he was kind of like a con man or whatever, but that was like the first time us being able to see him in a not funny, you know what I mean? Not sitcom-y type of role. That's a crazy movie too, actually. And then in my mind is like, why don't Black people? But anyway, back to Requiem for a Dream. It hit home a little bit with that movie too, because not all of us, but a lot of us know people who have problems.
Yes.
With narcotics. Some of us even know people who got addicted to a diet pill and didn't know that it had that effect on them. You feel me? Like, just they just thought it was something, it was going to help them get in shape and all of that good stuff. So that movie is crazy, but it hit home, like how people can fall so far. And I didn't mention that the girlfriend, she had came from a nice family, but they cut her off because of her habit. I missed that part. And of course, Marlon's character didn't come from a nice family. He just got hooked up on the stuff. And so it was just so many. But like I said, it took place in the setting is Coney Island. And if you know anything about New York, you know it got its areas. That's crazy.
Oh, well, all right.
So that's that. But if you have not seen that movie, you should probably, I don't know if I want to recommend that. Because like I said.
So I might go back and revisit it. I mean, look, I love this because ever since you put the movies in the bag, I'm like, but I just know I'm like, movies. And I'm like, unless it was something that just really stood out to me, I'm like, no, I've seen this movie. But then my mind goes super spaz. And I'm like, oh, I remember this movie connected to this movie. And only because the concepts about it is what made me think about it. But no, awesome title. I'll give them that, though. I love the title, Requiem for a Dream. That's a hard title.
It is. And I ain't going to lie. That's probably where it threw me off and how I got to watching the movie in the first place. Because it's not what I thought it was going to be. Like, I was like, okay, this might be. Nope. This one was crazy. I watched a lot of movies in my day. This might go on my list of crazy movies. I might just make up a list of, like, just a list featured of just crazy, what top, I deem as crazy movies.
Cat's top 10 crazy movies?
I might kind of do that because nuts. All right, so let's move away from the craziness of that movie, because that movie was totally crazy. And we pulled out the bag, a group. We're going to go to music real quick. And this group is called 3-6 Mafia.
Awesome.
You want to go first?
I can. First off, I'll say shout out to DJ Brucasey. The last playlist was heavy part of Tennessee music, Memphis 10. It had Gangsta Boo. It had Project Pat. It had some 3-6 Mafia. 3-6 Mafia, growing up for me, high school, it was one of those groups that came out that we always had mixtapes from them. But like this, say what?
Yeah, I said I was agreeing. I was agreeing with you.
We always had mixtapes from them, but this is slightly before everybody was engaged with music videos. So we really didn't know what they looked like. But the beef, not the beef, or the fake beef, or however it goes, was everybody used to say that they were still in Bone style, at least where I'm from, because the fast-paced rapping and stuff. But they completely talk about different things, but it was also the image or the album not album, really, not that old, but the tape and CD cover, the imagery of kind of the more occult stuff, the 3-6 Mafia and Bone, Thugs in Harmony with the skulls and all those things. But DJ Paul, Juicy J, Country Black, Gangsta Boo, Mr. Scarecrow, they had a sound, an extremely interesting Southern Midwest sound. And then you find out, like, DJ Paul, not DJ Paul, but DJ Paul. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord Infamous. I forgot Lord Infamous. My bad. But DJ Paul, father's a pastor and stuff. So it was just so extremely different. But like we said earlier, the people that grew up in church, they are musically talented because they're surrounded with the sound of music, regardless of if it's secular or not. They grew up with the sound of music.
Exactly. That's why I tell people there's a very thin line of separation when it comes to church and secular music. There is, in my opinion, there really is. And them people in the church be sometimes way worse than the people out there, you know, singing secular music or rapping secular music. I remember when I first heard 3-6 Mafia, and like I said, this is the beautiful part. I always say this about living on the Mason-Dixon line, because you're going to get some of everything here. And it's going to be a wave if it's good, and if it's bad, it's not going to be a wave. I do remember the Bone Thugs and Harmony and, you know, the comparison. But them dudes really had beef, though. Like, in real life. You seen the verses. Yes. You seen the verses. Like, it's real life, like, a thing with them. I don't know what the thing is. I don't think it's album cut. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're real life beef. I'm not talking about what people perceived, you feel me? Because people always perceive something. But I don't know why in real life they got beef with each other, but they definitely had it. And it spewed out onto that stage.
I think it did come from, like, from just the way that the way the fan bases argued against them was the fact their sounds were similar.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't. If you cared enough to listen, it wasn't.
It was not. Not in my opinion. You had more harmonizing when it came to Bone Thugs and Harmony. You didn't have that with them. They was just talk about, can I catch that? I just want to. So bad.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about 3-6 Mafia, and I feel like
you good.
But they was on some hood gutter shit. You feel me? 3-6 Mafia. Hmm. Like, niggas just talk about, I'm not going to sing it, but calling bitches chicken heads, bald head, scallywag, and got, listen, it was a lot going on.
In my defense of Bone, they talk about the same. Like, they talk about the first of the month, when the welfare check come, losing Uncle Charles, y'all.
It's more singing. These niggas was like going in, like. What you got on a singing tip was maybe a hook, but it wasn't sing. They weren't harmonizing. Yeah, the first of the month. Yeah, everybody got a first of the month in every state. Somebody getting some food stamps somewhere, some kind of welfare check somewhere. But it wasn't the same thing. These niggas just talk about,
look, you can recite any lyric now. You in the clear. You can say anything you want at this point in time.
That was the most hood shit I had ever.
Come on. Slob on my knob, like corn on the cob.
Check in with me and come do your job. Like, what? I've never heard that in a Bone Thugs and Harmony song. Hey, they ain't telling nobody come slob on me. I ain't never heard them say nothing about no come slob.
They was more into the hustling side of it, more than the making money and pimping and macking side of it too. So that's the extreme difference.
Also. But then I also try to explain this as well, like, you got to look at the regions of the world. They're from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Bone Thugs. They from Ohio. You feel me? It's not the same. It's pimps everywhere. Don't get it twisted. But it's a different, you know, different way of life. You feel me? So it was crazy. But when I first heard them, I was like, who is these people? And they talk about some old, what a, wait a minute. Push the slow boy in law. That's how my mom was like, didn't you say that?
The funny thing about 362 is as much in a sense, and I'm going to do a little jump a little bit. In a sense, you can look at 36 the same way you can kind of look at Wu-Tang, because they weren't just all artists as a group overall in the beginning. There was right. individuals that came together as a collective. Right. And it was one, I could DJ Paul. One, I could produce beats, Juicy right. J. And then like, no, but we all can rap. And then
right.
we need a girl here. We need this person here. We need to have somebody that's straight from our city, country
right,
black.
Right.
We need somebody right. that's kind of different, Lord Infamous.
Right.
That's how it all came together, which it, and I'm extrapolating heavy, but it's kind of like Wu-Tang. You got the rhythm.
I can see that. That's probably why I did rap. Like them. I can see that. And that's probably why I did like them, because I was like, it's different elements. And mm-hmm. one thing Wu-Tang definitely bringing is different element.
Exactly. You feel me?
So I could see that comparison. But what the one thing I can say is it's hoods everywhere. So you kind of could get some of the same kind of people.
Yeah. Everywhere. Look, what,
you don't even know the same kind of people just because they got an accent. And
you judge the accent. Old school song, it ain't where you from, it's where you at. I forgot
yeah. Yeah. Oh, another movie. And this I like this is gonna be oh, I ripped it, but it's all good. I know what it is. Like I pulled it too hard. Oh, sorry, my bad. But I know what it is. And I think this is gonna be because it takes a minute to talk about all of these topics, probably the last one we do for the night. Then we're gonna get into the Love Notes and all of that good stuff. And then the dreaded final exam.
It's not that scary. Not that scary. You guess it.
Ah! But anyway, this last one is a movie. It's a movie that a lot of us may have seen, perhaps. I don't know. It depends on my audience. Everybody hasn't seen this movie. But if you're from the hood, you've seen this movie, and it's called Deep Cover.
Yes, I think this is part of the Black Car Revolt. If you haven't seen this movie, though,
yeah, I feel like but you shouldn't have the card.
All right, so this movie goes down that weird trope.
Before you go in, real quick, another movie with a weird graphic situation that happens in it, and the butt is included. But go ahead.
All right, so the things I remember about this is there is always some weird stuff with. I'm gonna ask this question only because I'm thinking of also everything else that I always think about this when I watch movies, and it even goes a little bit that I've ever seen about Power Book and all that stuff.
Right?
Is it always snitches in the hood?
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's yeah. the issue I have with this.
Yes. That's one thing that they told the truth on. I'm going to break down Deep Cover myself in a second, but that's one thing. In every hood, there's always somebody that snitches.
But that's kind of the thing. The most thing I remember from this movie is the fact that, like, why is it always someone? And it plays out in TV shows. It plays out in classic TV shows, The Wire. It just plays out that, like, I'm sorry. I'm more of a person that I'm going to trust you for as far as I know you. And unless we grew up together, it's going to be me that extra hard. If I know I'm doing something illegal or something, if I'm going to bring you into the fold, or I'm going to trust whatever fold you're trying to bring me into. That's kind of the biggest thing that I always take away from these movies. And yeah, graphic scenes of brutality about how it can go down. It's always like somewhere this happened in the world. I don't want to go too far, but I remember when the big thing where the I'm going to use the word criminals. The criminals in Chicago was actually kidnapping people's grandmas and stuff. Extremely similar. But if you live in this underworld where seedy and shady things can happen, that's part of the game, I would assume. I never drift that far into that, but I would assume.
I'm not gonna say that cat lived a whole nother life, but
there you go.
I ain't gonna say I went that far, but I've seen some seedy things in my lifetime. Okay. Back to your question, there's always a snitch in every hood, so that's not far-fetched, and that's why that makes sense. Now, what I do know about this movie, although, they changed the characters were based off of real people.
Okay.
So, LL Cool J's character, he was a real dude from New York, but I don't know where they said, I don't know, I think they did say, wasn't they in Akron, Ohio, or something like that?
Oddly, for some reason, that pops in my head, because I'm like, I thought about Bone Thugs and Harmony for some weird reason. I don't know if they was on the soundtrack or something or not.
Big shout out to Ohio, but yeah, it was a real dude from New York, and he went to, I don't think it was Akron, but it was somewhere in Ohio, and he moved his operation out there so he could get money. Might have been Cleveland.
That's Ohio.
Might have been Cleveland. Ohio. But anyway,
he moved. I got a song called "Get It in Ohio."
Listen, I heard it was big money in Ohio back in the day. But anyway, he picked up his operation, moved it out there, and a lot of things that they say in the movie actually happened. Some other stuff too. You can look that up yourself. I watch a lot of because I spend so much time in the studio working on things that I need to get done. I don't really get to watch like TV in my bedroom or other places in my house because I'm in the studio most of the time. And so in the studio, I probably could watch Netflix. Well, I can watch Netflix in here. I just opt not to. And I could watch, other streaming sites in here. I just opt not to. And I'm pretty much, I'll just put on some YouTube and let it do its thing, right? Because I know that it's going to keep going as long as I just press one video. And I happened to stumble upon a video about the real people that was based on. Reed, Omar Epps' character. It was really a cop that went undercover, went so far undercover that he almost lost, like, he was so and I've heard that because Donnie Brasco said the same thing happened to him too. You feel me? When you get
I know so that story more than I know that movie, but yeah, it's like, if I got to make it home, then I do have to do some of this stuff or figure a quick way that I don't have to do this one part.
Right. I know that movie and I know the story. I told you, I love mob stuff. So of course I know the story. But same thing, Donnie Brasco said the same thing. Well, this dude also was in that situation where he was sent to infiltrate a system and got so deep in that he didn't know if he was, he couldn't distinguish for a second whether he was a cop or a criminal because he was so deep into it. So it's really a real story behind that movie. Has very graphic and gory scenes. Again, there's one scene in that movie, I'm like, but why? Why do we have to add this part to the movie? Like, okay, we could have just said he did something to the dude. He ain't had to do that to the dude, but whatever.
They want to show brutality because the scary thing, if you take the movies away, humans, unfortunately, we could be brutal to each other. And that's how you control or exercise your dominance and power sometimes. And being a brutal person makes people question whether or not they really want to come after you, because the people that you're protected by, they worried if you inflict that brutality on them, so they're probably going to protect you just to show that, hey, I'm on your side.
I'm loyal.
But
that goes back to that snitch thing that you asked too, is there a snitch in every hood, and how you would move a certain kind of way if you know that you're doing. But see, this the thing. A lot of times when it comes down to that, a lot of these people don't know that these are like these are people that not in that case, not in that movie, because the snitch didn't grow up with the nigga. He just worked for the nigga. But in most cases, when a snitch is involved, the snitch knows that person. You know what I'm saying? And they probably came into the game together. It's just that person is higher on the pyramid, on a hierarchy, than the other person is. And when it comes down to sitting with cops, anything is fight or flight. You feel me? I gotta tell, because I don't want to get in trouble. And one thing I also tell people, it's rarely. It's loyalty. You got some people that's loyal to you, but it's rarely loyalty in that game that they was playing. Rarely. It's a money game.
It's more fear and brutality, power in making money. I mean,
it's a money game. And if this person on top, and if you going to go based upon this movie, if this person is on top and I know what he's capable of doing, because look, he just did that to that man. But why did he do that to that man? But you know this person on top. You know what that person is capable of doing to you. You think, what do I need to do? And now I got these people sitting in my face talk about, tell me everything you know. So which one? Hi, Rock, honey.
Salute the Rock.
Hi, Rock, honey. But you got these people in your face like, tell me about the operation. And then you over here like, now I'm going to go to prison for the rest of my life if I don't snitch. You feel me?
Yeah.
Not that I'm making, snitching is not acceptable, especially not in my team, my squad. We keep it quiet. But I'm just being honest. So now is either get that dude up or take the charges.
And if you take the charges, you like a sitting duck because you don't know who they got on the inside that could do anything to you. And can you make it, or what's going to happen to your family if you're not even there to watch the scene, give whatever protection you can. And yeah, it's a dirty game. It's a dirty world. It's
a dirty, dirty game. Now, back to the comparison to that and Donnie Brasco, I will say the crazy part about that was, Lefty, I forget which one, but he wasn't really a snitch. He just was running his mouth and being Wyatt's head. Let me just start by saying that. And then with the mob, even you get caught on a wiretap, you might not have snitched, but now you're a liability. You feel me? Yeah,
you got a tie.
You know our secrets. You know where the bodies is at.
Yeah,
you know too much. You gotta go.
Yeah. So yeah, that is. I don't know. Look, all right. Take this. My snitch question was rhetorical, by the way. But take that out. It even comes to, it could just be two people that came in the game together, and depending on how much money is coming in, somebody just may feel they are owed more, and that could mess up everything, turn it all upside down on its head. And that could still be the most messed up thing. Nobody's snitching. They just making sure that you get left out there. So now you stranded alone. You like, dude, but...
We was in this together. Like,
yeah, what happened?
That happened in the rap game.
I believe you. Look.
That happened in the rap game was a very notable, well, I don't know, because I would have questioned his loyalty to me anyway, because you got to question his loyalty, like, look at other situations that he had going on too. And it was him or them. But that happened in the rap game, and that wasn't even a law enforcement situation. It's just, I'm going to be the one on top. I'm going to be the one, and you was with me. We came in this together, but I got to be, you know who I'm talking about. Married to a very notable.
I kind of assumed. I didn't look.
Superstar.
But, I'm referencing back to other stuff. Like, something's weird going on right now. I don't know what it is in the Black urban culture space, but something's interesting happening.
Stuff's getting canceled. And I heard some things. I heard some things. I'm just waiting to see how this plays out before I start speaking on it. But I heard some things. Okay. But if you look at that scenario, it was either me, I'm going to be on top, or I'm going to just keep on, you know, doing the same thing. And he chose to be on top. It happens. And it's not just the narcotic game either. It's just success. Who want to be more successful?
Success can breed ugliness. Oh, and look, funny, OJ the Juice Man throwback. OJ the Juice Man said, the rap game, just like the dope game, caught riding dirty.
Mm-hmm. And that ain't no lie. That ain't no lie. And I ain't going to lie to you anyway. We talking about it. Yeah, the rap game is definitely like the dope game, because most of the people that, well, not most of them, because some of them be acting like a mug. But this particular person that I just was speaking of, he got to start in the dope game. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's why I said, if I was the person who did not get to be on top because he became on top, I would have looked at that anyway, because the person who was riding with him and put him on to that game, he left him high and dry. Mm. Told y'all go watch that.
The other person began with a J too, right? Though, huh? The other person also begins with a J too, right? The other person. Am I wrong?
No. Right? One begins, the primary person I'm speaking of starts with a J.
Okay, I know that primary. I got the other person
starts
too
with a D. And the person that I'm getting ready to go tell y'all, y'all should go watch his documentary. His name also starts with a D.
I'm thinking about somebody else, and I'm talking about the old school first J name, and I thought that was kind of the weird connection. Kings County, does that ring a bell?
Jane and Jay? No.
Hawaiian Sophie, the other
J. He even, okay, all of that's in the same, but no.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Look, I like how he's speaking like, what's the movie? Because you know the Bob movies when they talk with the cigarettes?
Right. Oh.
Yeah. Basically,
Casino, they out in the desert like, yeah. All right, listen.
Look, I don't got a pink.
No, but we are the same person, though. The first person that I'm talking about, who is the person who I'm going to be on top. Fuck y'all. His name definitely start with a J. But the other person, no. But it's no for him only because he opted out on certain situations. And that's why I said no for him. It wasn't that he just was like, nah, I ain't rocking with it.
I know the first D person and the, I always thought the first D person and second J person was still, and this is outside of music. I thought they were just like neighborhood connection, and hey, we can funnel this to this and make this, and then boom. That's what I was thinking.
So the J person and the first D person I was talking about, they was in the game, the music industry together. The second D person, they were in the game, the narcotic business together. You feel me? They went from New York to Trenton to here, and then, you know what I mean, other places too. And we spoke on that person before, briefly anyway. I spoke on that person before as well. But now that you bring him in, only reason why I won't say that he didn't do that to him is because he was like, yo, he opted out on certain situations. Okay. Bad contracts, nah, I'm not doing that. So he got out of the situation. And he tells his story a lot too. But no, I'm talking about that situation. Now, word on the streets, it really was... the friendship ended, word on the streets, behind a girl, a certain young lady who was very, very beautiful. But that's not with us no more. But may she rest easy.
I know.
I heard it was about that.
He just said, I got the last part. I'm like, you know, the women they was around that was beautiful.
No, but this one not here no more. And the person that he kind of did dirty a little bit, was with that said girl.
Yes.
That was his woman. But they both was jonesing on her. They both wanted her. So that's part one of it. But then you got another person like Leo coming in and like, all right, I'll give you everything you ever wanted in your whole life. All you gotta do is stop fucking with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And now we here.
All right. And now we here. this is hip hop, part of the tap in, still connected. This is the way the movies was working, the questions.
But it had been like, if you look at the movie, and it's the same thing.
I got a quick, this is my key question, because you know a lot more about this angle than I do. It was just rumors and assumptions that I had made. And this is based on interviews, old VHS tape type interviews. Do you think Lior was connected to the mob mafia or something like that?
Not the Italians.
Or Russian, Ukrainian,
Jewish,
Europeans.
Jewish.
Oh, okay. Okay. That was part of my curiosity.
Because he's a big dude.
Some, I forget who it was, but it was basically like how Vlad does his stuff. But it was somebody that every once in a while I get this weird mixtape with all this new music on it. It's a VC, not a tape, but a VHS tape. But he used to have these weird interviews on it. And I can't remember the name of it for the life of me. But this person was ahead of their time before YouTube and all that. Mm-hmm. But they used to have these interesting interviews where people would say stuff like that. Me not being connected to the East Coast side of the business and not understanding. Right. I just always thought it was kind of interesting. Like, what? That's why?
Let me just say this about the music industry in general. And it don't matter what side it is. It's West Coast, East Coast. It's ran by Jewish people. Y'all think that Kanye keep having these rants for nothing? No, he knows, because he's in it. You feel me? He knows.
The NWA and all that stuff too. And that was on the West Coast.
Lior's name, but listen to how this go. Lior's name is Lior Cohen.
Yeah.
His last name was Davis, but he was Jewish too. Clive Davis, Jewish. You feel me? Tommy Mottola got a little bit of Italian, but also Jewish roots. You feel me? So that don't got nothing to do with the mob, although they got maybe have connections with them. The Jewish people run that industry. So that's what that boils down to.
I kind of assume that, and there's things I've heard about that, but in the connection to the way the way the business works, the money works, the secrecy and all that stuff, I'm like, it kind of goes back to basically almost both.
And let it be known, the Jewish people have a mafia too.
Who?
Jewish people have their own mafia.
Well, that was that thing we seen on the news like a couple of months ago about the tunnels and weird stuff.
The tunnels that they got, yeah, that play a part.
I don't know, but I'm just saying.
That play a part, all of that. All play a part. But yeah, and not the mafia you think though.
Okay. Look, I'm a disconnected Southern boy.
It's so not the mafia you think. It's a whole another thing. But they all connected, because you think about it, if you go way back, and then I'm go ahead and get to the love, but if you go way back to like your Lucky Lucianos and stuff like that, Lucky had Meyer. Meyer Lansky was a Jew. Lucky had Bugsy Siegel. Bugsy Siegel was a Jew. You know what I mean? And Lucky was Italian. You know what I mean? They just all happen to come up in the same. So don't ever get it twisted. Yeah, it's a mafia connection, all right, but it ain't the mafia you thinking. It ain't the Italians. I'll tell you that.
All right, well, I was just a Southern boy that loved hip hop. I just see things and I'm like, I never got any chance to ask anybody fully about this. It was always something like, yeah, that's kind of interesting to me, but I could never put dot to dot to dot to dot to dot. So I just, hey, it is what it is.
Listen, you know your girl pay attention to what's going on, the happenings. I'm nosy. How am I not supposed to pay attention to these type of things? All right, so we got to get to the love. Get to the love. First of all, although I'm not, because I want to say this, and I don't want nobody to think that it's something that it's not, but this is forever my mother-in-law. And she's been coming through a lot lately, showing me some love. Miss Rebecca, hi, baby. Pookie.
Shout out to Mr. Rebecca.
And if you don't know whose mom that is Raph and Snook's mom. And she's freaking awesome, man. Lady's awesome. Anyway, but yeah, and she's also a Libra. Libra gang. But anyway, I wanted to show her some love because I did see that she showed me some love not too long ago. I love her. I do. I adore that lady. Anyway, but it is time to get to the live notes. I want to give a shout out to anybody who's watched the show tonight. We got a few views. I saw y'all on Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube. Thank you for coming through. We appreciate you. Drop a comment next time so I can acknowledge you, or at least hit the like button so I can see that you came through and hit the like button, like my mother-in-law did. So that's that. I love y'all. I don't want y'all to ever get it twisted. Like, we don't love you over here. We do. We appreciate you very much. But these people that I'm about to talk about, these people download. They don't even know what I look like. They could if they wanted to. They just got to go to YouTube. But they don't even know what I look like. They just come, listen, download, come back again. I like it. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a vibe, and I like it. So these people I want to show love to because of that. Now, we call it love notes. We call it love notes because I used to just call it love. Dot used to call it show notes. He said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. It was a lot of papers, though. But it's cities and states and countries and stuff. And I had to, you know, but we went green and we condensed it down. So now we just do countries because it's too many of y'all at this point for me to be trying to do every city and state and stuff. And it's a bit much. So now we went green. But Doc and I also came to the compromise that we would call it love notes. You know, we took the show notes and the love and we combined it together. And now it's all love over here. And it was not the size of a composition notebook. Okay. Okay.
I'm not setting you up for nothing. I'm looking about to go refill my drink.
Because Doc be coming out with props and stuff. You just never know. You never know. Anyway, let's get to these love notes. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning into this show. Man, shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, France, Canada, and Belgium, specifically France, Paris for France, and specifically Brussels for Belgium. Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Shout out to Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, honeys. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you so much. Thanks, babies. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, China, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, Morocco, Habus. I love you too. And last but not least, Ghana, Finland, and Cameroon. I love how part of my DNA is all up. Well, a lot of my DNA is all up in this list. A lot of my DNA is all up in this list. I love it. It's great. It's extraordinary. Yes, AU Big Purr. AU Big Purr. Man, thank you guys so much for supporting the show and showing me love. Thank you to Pam coming up in here. You know, let me know that it's a good show. I appreciate you too. Thanks. You know, I try to put it together. I'm still working on a few things, working out a few kinks, but I'm trying to put it together. I'm trying. And it is what it is. But I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the love and support. I appreciate that, man. It feels good to my soul. Now, every now and again, somebody might come up in here with some craziness, but for the most part, it's, you know, we have fun over here. It's a vibe. And so thank you for joining the vibe. Thanks. Oh, okay. Let me breathe.
Woosah, woosah, woosah.
Let me breathe. It is time for the final exam where yes. Doc provides us with five clues. And from those five clues, we have to guess whom he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, last week, I think I got it by three. Well, really by two, but by three, by the third one.
By three. We'll give you that.
I said three because I wanted to be fair to the audience, but it was really by the second. I had it all. I don't know if I'm going to be so lucky today. It's a hit or miss.
This one is not hard. I mean, decently easy.
Let's get into it. You ready? You ready?
I'm ready. You ready? You want to say the year?
The year, my friends, is 1992. Why I chose that year, I don't know, but I did. And so 1992 it is. Let's get it.
All right. So this is the number one clue. First one off the bat. Here you go.
Okay. I'm nervous. Very nervous. Okay. Signed a deal with Rough House Records. Okay. Mike, all right. And recorded their debut album in 1992, released March the 31st that year, and sold 4 million copies in the U.S. Oh, no, I ain't getting it off the first one. Not today.
Think about how crazy that it is.
Rough House Records.
No, I'm talking about 4 million copies. That doesn't happen in today's world of music right now.
It does not. Shit, how are you lucky if you got 5 streams? Sorry. I'm sorry. My bad.
All right, let me know when you're ready for number two.
Ready for number two.
Are you anywhere in any realm? Did any artist pop in your head at all?
Nah, I ain't ready yet. I need number two.
All right, here is
Rough House Records is one thing, but... And... recorded day. I don't know. I'm kind of, but no. But all right, let's go. Okay. Wait. Okay. Duo won a Billboard Video Award for Best New Artist for their video.
Questioning. How many artists is in your head right now? Let me at least ask you that.
A couple. One I gotta take out because that don't even make sense for what. So maybe like one right now. And I know it's a duo, so.
So you kind of know the answer already. You're just playing with me.
Nah, I don't know the answer. But maybe. I'm going to go to number three. I'm going to ask for number three, sir. I feel like I need a button. Like a Jeopardy button. Do, do, do. Number three.
All right. Number three. Remember, they get easier as you go. So in my head, I'm like, if you know, you should just guess by number three because 4 and 5 is just super easier.
Oh, and they was the youngest to achieve gold and platinum. But they wasn't on Rough House, so it can't be them. It's a hip hop duo.
Look, I feel like if I'm in school, I know you're thinking, but I'm almost like, show your work. I want to hear your thoughts. I want you to, you know, talk it through.
No, all right. Well, I'm not going to say all of my thoughts. Because I hated that in school. Like, don't be telling me to show the work. Nigga, I got the right answer. Even though I don't
got
no answer.
You still got to show your work. You could have cheated.
But listen, I don't got no answer right now. But nigga, the answer was right. Just say, check, give me my check and say it was right. Because it was right.
You got to show your work.
But I got to say that so they could make sure you aren't cheating. But that ain't the point. But, so they the youngest hip-hop duo. To this achieve.
Where we normally get stuck at because I kind of figured it out. If you can guess off the first three, then you knew the answer. If I give you the last two, those are the easy ones. Those are like the T-ball, like just put it on the thing and just knock it out the park.
Nah, you did good this time, 1992. What was happening in 1992?
You picked this year.
I know, and I'm trying to think. That's why I said I don't know why the hell I picked it. And in 1992, I was like 13. So I'm trying to think.
Middle school, junior high.
What was going on in middle school?
That's a clue. I can't even say that.
All right, I'm going to go for number four. And then I'm going to say somebody, but it's probably going to be wrong. So just give me number four just so I can.
Knocking out the park then. Here you go.
Fill it out. All right. It was who I thought it was. That's fucked up. I was scared to say it. I didn't know they were signed on Rough House, though. But Chris Cross.
Yes, you are right. Once again, Cat Lee in the building. AU, Big Purr.
I didn't put that on the screen because I didn't put that on the screen, but I thought it was them. And then in my head, I was like, warm it up, Chris. I'm about to. Like, it was a.
That's the song.
It was playing in my head. I just couldn't let it out because I'm like, I don't know. But in my head, it was like, warm it up, Chris. And I was doing the dance. I'm about to.
Yeah, that old weird. It's weird if you go back and look at it now that. The Doth Effects, Food Snickens, all them did right. That same weird. It's a weird dance move now to me.
Right. I was thinking, but also why I started thinking them is because you said it wasn't the Rough House Records because I really thought they was on, but maybe that wasn't a thing just yet. Yeah. But maybe that was just, I didn't. I was like, but wait, wasn't they on? And that stuck me. The warming up, I had that, the song was in my head, but I wasn't sure. And see, then
that was interesting because I didn't know if you remember that song. So that was a kind of a 2.5 clue because it was kind of a 3 clue.
Right. I remember that song though. Like we was... Chris Ross and crossed out. remember that song.
You already guessed. If you want to clear up your next 0.5 so you could be at an even number, do you remember their names, their rap names?
Dang, and it's in my head. It's in my head too. Dang. I can't even think of it.
It's only 4.5.
All right, let me do this last one while I think about it, because I can't remember. It's in my head, but I just can't. And then their real names is coming in my head, too, so that just make it worse. Anyway.
You say you don't know real names.
I was like 13, and it was a thing. We were kids, and these was young dudes that had came out, and they was like in our age range. And, you know, we was weird because we, you know, had little girl crushes and stuff like that. And I was like, Right On Magazine was out, you know. So you kind of got to know them. We ain't had the internet back then. So.
Nope.
You kind of got to know them through reading magazines. I remember me begging my mother, like, can I have this magazine, please? You had Word Up, you had Right On, you had Please Mom, Please. And she was like, no, put that damn magazine back on. All right, the last one was 5 biggest hit single. Why am I reading over here? And I know I need to read on here. Biggest hit single topped the Billboard Hot 100 for weeks. And had everybody jumping right. And it's still played in commercials and things of that nature. And it crisscross and make you jump. Yeah, that was the joke.
The name is right in the chorus.
Dang. I'm mad. I want to get these 5 points so I can even it out, but I can't think of their names right now. Dang. That's messed up. I cannot think of their rap names.
Are you serious?
Right now. I can't.
You could literally sing the chorus of Jump, but you can't remember the names. But all right.
It's a song. Songs are very easy to remember. Names, not so much.
The names is in the song, but
I'm horrible with remembering names, but I don't remember all the lyrics to the song either. I just remember that was, and then we was summertime. Right. I can't even remember that verse, but I know what whatever. So anyway,
you accepted it. You're done with the name question then.
I'm done with the names.
All right. This is the current score then.
I'm done with that. I'm not mad at the current score, first of all. And I'm still the champ.
That is true. Still that is champ. True. You are still the champ.
Still the champ. So I'm not mad. I do want to get that blemish off because that 0.5 looked crazy.
Look, I tried to give you a chance to get it because I'm like, if you guess this, I give you the
remember right four. Now. I thought this coconut water was going to help me out. Anyway,
what's coconut water going to do?
It's supposed to do some good things. That's going to help me. But then I don't smoke, so that killed a couple of brain cells sometimes, too. But the point is, this is definitely hydrating me. I love coconut water. Actually, it's one of my favorite things to drink, besides regular water, but whatever. Sometimes I need a little sweetness, though, just a little bit. But yeah, this is the score. Doc got 6. I got 16.5 on period. Our former co-host, who used to be here, he had 5. And one audience member has come through and crushed the building because she got it. It was Busta Rhymes. I'll never forget that day. I never forget that day. And I never forget the look on your face when she said it. Like, how the f- you know that?
Yeah, that was super weird.
Like, what? But it was only weird because it's your sister. You didn't think she was going to remember that. But anyway.
No, at all. Look, no, at all.
But yeah, that's the current score. So let's see what we got on the screen. We worldwide. Don't be a snitch. No, don't be that. It's a dangerous life being a snitch. And be careful with the mob and mafia. Yeah, definitely be careful with them. Them niggas is crazy. They is nuts. This is insane. Even Top Flight, catch the vibes and jump around. Jump, jump. Uh-huh. Oh, my bad. To answer the
question, did Mac Daddy make you jump? Did Daddy Mac make you jump? That was their names, the Mac Daddy and Daddy Mac.
Mac Daddy and Daddy Mac. Oh, my gosh. I could have got them points. I'm mad now. Oh, I'm mad. Right. Sorry, I'm not another time will present itself, and then I'll get rid of that blemish off my record. It's a blemish. All right, I'll tell y'all this every night. Join the conversation. We be having a good time over here. You could drop a comment. You don't have to come on here. You could just drop a comment and we'll put it on the screen. You could call in or you could text 443-850-4828. 443-850-4828. Don't be a rock, though. Don't keep lying to me. I'm going to call in and then don't never call in. I'm calling you out tonight. Or you can ask me to drop a link and I will. I might. If you're on your best behavior, and that's that. Contact us for any reason at all. Say hi, sponsorships. Although, well, that's a story part of what's going on Thursday, so I'll let y'all know about that later. But because at some point, hopefully, I will not be handling my sponsorship situations, and somebody else will be. But anyway, for any reason, don't contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Know that when I play videos that are sent to me by these particular people. And so I have permission to play them. I don't take video requests because it's a long, long issue. And just because you watch me on YouTube don't mean this is the only platform that I'm on, because it is not. I'm on a whole bunch of platforms right now. So I got to watch how I move. And then the download platform, I got way more of an audience over there than I actually do everywhere else. So I try to tread lightly. But the radio station, that's a whole different thing because I got a license. Let's go. Like, share, subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription that we can get our hands on. We appreciate it. Join our coffee community so we can get this Discord popping like it's supposed to be. And then I don't got to be watching my mouth. I'm tired of that shit. I wait till a certain time to say shit. Y'all know how much I like to use that word sometimes. It's crazy. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And big shout out to our DJ, who is probably working. Well, he's not home yet. I don't know if he's home yet. I don't know. But he I'm going to have the mix by Friday, so make sure you tune in for that. Big shout out to our DJ, and let us know how you feel about those mixes. That last one, it was a banger. Just crazy stuff going on around me. But yeah, big shout out to the DJ, man. Big shout out to the DJ. And I put this on the screen. I really like doing it, but I'm going to put it on it anyway. If you would like to donate to these, to the show, $LURLUCIDITY, Lord Lucidity, to lure them in clearly. That's what it means. It's two different words just put together in one big word. And yeah, thank you, Doc, because I want to know, where is my tacos? It is Taco Tuesday. All right, no, I might not be able to get them tonight, but I can have them for lunch tomorrow. Where my tacos at? Where my tacos at, right? Yeah. I like tacos. Tacos are good. And I don't be eating no Taco Bell tacos either. I eat some really good tacos, and I love them. They're delicious. Obsession with them. But yeah, where's my tacos? Okay, got that off my chest. Man, Tuesdays are fun. We have a good, you know, little thing going on a Tuesday. I did win this one, although I did not get the 5 points off of my daggone score. I mean, 5.5 points off of there to make it 17. But it's okay. It's okay. Another day. Another day.
Yeah. Another day. I'm still tweaking on how I need to get, because I'm trying to find a new balance now. Like, if I can get you to 3 and you still say, yeah, I really don't know. All right, cool. Now you pushing it, though, because you're getting to 4 and saying, I really don't know. I'm like, eh. I think I need to make all 4 hard, and then the 5th is just the gimme.
No, because I really didn't know, though. Okay, okay. No. I had it in my head, but you know what messed me up was the Rough House, because I really did think that they was on Def Jam. But at the same time, Def Jam, I mean, I said so Def so Jam, so Def.
But this is before Jermaine Dupri. He was still basically A&R.
Well, he found them. That's why I'm thinking, you feel me? So they was on So Def, but at the same time, So Def was not quite yet a thing yet. So
exactly,
that's what I wasn't taking into account. I'm like, but wait, they was with, you feel me?
Yeah, but So Def, if you've been to Atlanta, So Def didn't have the one classic billboard up yet in Atlanta.
Okay, again, I was 13. I ain't know nobody. But It was a vibe, you know. It was, and you know, that's back when we was doing the cross colors and all of that good stuff. So it was a vibe. It was a time. What a time to be alive. What?
Let's do it now. What year next? You keep going back. Oh yeah, you've been
forgetting to do it.
Yes, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember.
I want to go with 1999,
another summer, get down. Even though that's a whole completely different song. But I don't know why Public Enemy popped in my head. But
I don't know. It just didn't get hit. But yeah, 1999.
All right. 1999.
I'm probably going to live to regret this one too, but we're going to see. We're going to see. But anyway.
1999, you was grown, per se.
I thought I was grown. I thought I was grown. I wasn't grown.
I say per se, but 1999.
Oh, I totally thought I was. I thought I was a grown ass woman, was dumb as a doorknob. Anyway, that's how that other lifestyle that I was living before I got my life together played the part. Dumb as bricks. Anyway. The last things that I need to say for the evening, which is, mind your business, except for on Media Mondays, sometimes on a tap-in. And White Wyatt Wednesday, we definitely doing that tomorrow because we got to keep going through this case. And then I got some other intel that I got to go along with this. So it's crazy. But them 3 days, I'm telling everybody's business. I am. I told y'all I'm nosy as hell. I'm telling people's business. But other than that, mind your business. Safe way to live your life. Again, don't be a snitch. Don't do that. But that's that. And then, you know, love your babies, hug your babies, tell your babies, thank you, Doc, that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. It is your fucking job to do it, you idiot. So do it. Tell them they great. I'm scared to look at the screen because something might pop up there. But anyway, if they want to work for... See, I knew it.
If they want to work
for NASA, it's funny because it's telescopes and it's a whole thing behind it, but whatever. I'm going to do it eventually. But if they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever it is they do over there at NASA. What we do know is they deal with space. And what we do know is I got to put my telescope together so I can stop getting telescopes. My comment. But that's what we do know. If they want to work for NASCAR, then tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, commentator, or whatever the hell else they do over there in NASCAR. I don't know. They drive really fast. But the point is, tell them that they are great. They are the GOAT. They are the greatest of all time. So like, it's necessary. They need that encouragement. And the only person that they really look to give that to them is their parents. So be a good parent. Stop being an idiot. stay in your lane. Everybody, this is a warning for everybody. Stay in your lane. My lane ain't your lane. Your lane is not my lane, but you jump in my lane, you getting hurt all day. And she is not nice. I'm trying to tell y'all, she evil, evil thing. I've been telling y'all this for a minute now. Stay in your lane, not mine. You don't want her. You want her. She's nicely kind and cuddly and all that good stuff. I mean, look at her. Ain't she? And oh, at least her. Hey, you big purr. Because if Kat is purring, Kat is a happy, happy, happy girl. But stay in line. Because what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? Nobody. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your lane. How about that? Okay. We got that settled. Don't worry about the small petty beefs either. Like some shit you just gotta let it go. Don't worry about the small battles. Worry about the war. The war is what you want to win. You can lose a battle and live to fight another day, but you can't. It's very rare that people lose the war and then be able to fight another day. It happens, but it's rare. And then Mobb Deep already told y'all, they tell y'all all the time that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. So focus on the war, not the battles. They smart. They know. Listen to them. Dang, I was going to pull them off the wall, but I'm not doing it yet because I don't need to go through all that. Be you. Be who you are. Be your real, amazing, unique self. Don't let anybody tell you what you're supposed to be because you can't live for them. You come in this world by yourself. You're leaving this world by yourself. I mean, people won't come to you, but they ain't going to be in the box with you. So just worry about being who you are. Don't worry about nobody else, man. Screw them. Anyway, Doc, baby.
Ma'am.
Thank you as usual. You coming through there all night? Because yeah.
Because tomorrow is Wet and Wired.
Yeah.
And if I'm there in my head, I call it the wiretap. Snitches. Snitches. It's the wiretap to me in my head, but that's just my idea and thought about it because it's funny.
We are a lot more wired and tapping into some things.
It's the wiretap. Look, the mafia mob, it's the wiretap to me.
We gotta expose these kind of people though. Like, they need to be talked about. I ain't snitching them. They already, the people who they did.
They already indicted. It's a done deal. Just let
them. I'm just here to tell the story. So, we will see you tomorrow night as we jump back into this case because it's crazy. And then, like I said, I got some extras to add on to that. So we're going to talk about the same person, but some extras, extra add on. And we might even get to talk about that other person we was just talking about because he's in there too somewhere, and not in that, but in the big scheme of things. So we will be doing that tomorrow. I appreciate you so much, sir. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, 9:30, same place, same time, while we get into it. All right. And we got to get out of here, man. Always a pleasure, Doc Babes.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you for having me. Wonderful show. I enjoy it always.
All right. All right. We're going to get up out of here. Bye, y'all.